I love that song. Is that a new one? Has anybody heard that before? Yeah, a few people have heard that. Great. That was actually just an interlude to give the guys at the back some time to equalize my voice because we hadn't done that before. So just ignore that little bit. If I haven't met you before, my name's John. G'day. How you doing? I work at the Salvation Army's divisional headquarters, and I have the single greatest job in the whole of the Salvation Army. I get to work with young people all the time. I get to work with all of these guys. Do you guys know me? Oh, phew, thank goodness. I wouldn't be doing my job very well. Okay, well, I need 1, 2, carry the 3, minus 6, divided by 4. I need 5 volunteers. Okay, yes, you can come and give me a hand. Yes, you can come and give me a hand. Yes, you can come and give me a hand. Yep, come on up. And yep, you can. Yep, come on up. All right. So, I need you guys to sit over here. I need 2 to sit here. Yep, you can sit there. Yep, you can. You sit here. You come. No. You sit there. You sit there. Yep. Yeah. We're all organized. Excellent. These guys, if you're new here, these guys are wearing this uniform. Could you stand up for me, honey? They're wearing their Salvation Army Junior Soldier uniform. It means that they've made a promise. I hadn't teed this up with the tech guys at the back, but they've made a promise. So I'm going to get the guys to put that on the screen for us. And this is the promise that these guys have all made. I know that Jesus is my Savior from sin. I've asked Him to forgive my sins, and I will trust Him to keep me good. By His help, I will be His loving and obedient child and will help others to follow Him. I promise to pray and to read my Bible and to lead a life that is clean in thought, word, and deed. I will not use anything that may injure my body, my mind, including harmful drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. Now, today's a very special day because all of these guys who are wearing the uniform, they've already made that promise. They've already said, yep, I'm going to be a junior soldier. I'm going to say the Salvation Army is my church. I'm going to make this promise or this covenant before my church and my family and my friends, and I'm going to make it to God. And today, they're going to have the opportunity to say that promise again and to say, well, I said that before, but you know what? Time goes by. And I want you to know, I still actually mean it. This is still a promise that I make today. We're going to do that in a little bit. But before then, I want to talk to you about Frozen, or the story that's coming out of Frozen. Isn't it great that we have these awesome fairy tales? Have you guys seen Frozen? Did you guys see Frozen? Just by a show of hands, who here had seen Frozen before? Yeah, hello. Wish I'd bought shares in that one. But I want to talk to you about, we've had a little bit of a look at what it is to do good things and what it's like when we do some bad things, isn't it? And so I want you two, could you pick up your heart? And you two, could you pick up your heart? I've got 2 different hearts here, okay? And each of these hearts represent some different things. This heart represents doing things that aren't really quite good. We call those in the church, we call them sins. And a sin, I would call something that God can't approve of, or something that goes against what God would want in the world. That would be our definition of sin. And this heart represents a heart that does the things that God can approve of, things that make God happy, that fulfill our relationship between us and God. And there's this story in the Bible, and these guys, as we've seen in their promise, they promised to read their Bible. They may not have read this particular story, but back in the olden days, yes, even older than Major Grant, I know that's hard, but even way back before then, even way, 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 way back, like thousands and thousands of years ago, Jesus walked on the earth. God came as a man and walked on the earth. I find that absolutely incredible that God left heaven and came, walked on earth as a man. And He was talking to some people called Pharisees, and they're like teachers and And they had these rules. There were lots and lots of rules. And when they would go and they would eat, they had to wash their hands in a very special way. And they would wash one hand and they'd wash the other hand, and water would drip down and all of this. But Jesus was eating with his followers. Do we know what did we call Jesus' followers? They were his disciples, that's right. And at one stage he had 72, at one stage he had 12. Now across the world he has millions and millions of disciples. But Jesus is eating with his disciples, and these Pharisees, they're saying to him, "Hey you," I'm paraphrasing, he didn't exactly say, "Hey you," but these Pharisees go, "Hey, why are your disciples not washing their hands properly?" Because the Pharisees believe that unless they followed the rules properly, they couldn't have a relationship with God. Are my hands clean? Do you see my hands? I washed them. I used Solvol. Hello. That's, my dad made sure we had Solvol in the house, because my job before working in the Salvation Army, I worked with steel and grease, and you needed Solvol to really get off the filthy bits. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, it's not actually about having clean hands that makes you right with God. He talked about having a right heart. Because if we don't have a right heart, you know, we can might look clean on the outside, but like hands, our actions are a bit disgusting and dirty, aren't they? So you guys have got a heart that isn't right with God. I want you to pull out some of the words at the back and read for me. Call out what some of the words are. What's that say? Big loud voice.
Disobeying?
Yeah, good, good, good. What's that one say?
Not caring about others.
Yeah, that's terrible. Pull out another one.
Making things more important than God.
Yeah, excellent. What's that one say?
Being selfish.
Oh, these are not very nice things, are they? Yep.
Stealing?
Yeah, yeah. What's that one say?
Being dishonest.
Yeah, that's terrible. Do we have another one?
Yep.
What's this one say?
Hurting others.
Hurting others. These are all things that, you know, we may do these things, but our hands are not dirty. And sometimes we go, well, unless your hands are dirty, everything's fine. So what we need to do is essentially, when we do these things, it's okay, it's not on the carpet, don't worry. When we do these things, somebody's going to lick it up later. No jokes. Get the excess off. It's all right. Clean it later. Our scripture today is clean hands and a pure heart. The passage says, who may ascend the hill of the Lord? He with clean hands and a pure heart. Now, what it actually means is that if our heart is not pure, if our heart is not right with God, if we're doing things like hurting others, if we're doing things like being disobedient to our authorities, our mum, our dad, people who God tells us to respect, if we're lying, if we're stealing, if we're doing all of those kind of things, then our actions, our hands aren't clean. And you know what? We believe in the Salvation Army that our actions can impact others as well. So when we go around, God wants us to have a pure heart so that our actions, our hands are clean. So that when we go to people and introduce ourselves, hi, my name's John. How you doing? It's so nice to have you. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
When our hearts aren't pure and our hands are not clean, our action, when our hearts are not what God would want and our actions aren't clean, and we meet someone else in the world, often we rub off on them. And we share the way that we live. And God actually doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to have a pure heart and He wants us to have clean hands. So how can we do that? How can we have clean hands and a pure heart in the world today? Well, let's have a look at what a righteous heart has. Can you guys pull out that first one and show us what it is? What is it?
A very detailed picture. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
As you deal with one another, you should think and act as Jesus did.
Yeah, and hold it up. It's a picture of Jesus. I didn't know exactly what Jesus looked like, and every picture I looked at the internet, Jesus looked like he was an Australian surfer with blonde hair. So I thought I'd do my own artist rendition. If we're going to have clean hands and a pure heart, the very first thing that we need to do is come before Jesus. And we need to ask Jesus to clean us of the things that God can't approve of. Now, I'm trying to get this off, and I can't. I can't do this by myself. Could you come and give me a hand? Could you rub this off for me? Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Oh, it just doesn't. Can you girls help? No. It just won't come off. But you know what? If I prayed, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge in my life that there are things that sadden your heart that you can't approve of, and I ask you to come now and clean me of my sin, then Jesus will come and do that. Because He wants us to have clean hands and a pure heart. But I can't get it off myself, so I've got to go and see Jesus. And Carissa's the closest thing I can get to. Carissa, your hands are so soft.
Thank you.
And you know what else we can do? Is that when we come to Jesus and Jesus cleans our hands and makes our heart pure, we can follow His actions and we can actually introduce Jesus to the friends that we have and bring them to Jesus, and Jesus can clean them too because they are filthy. What's the next thing that we can do? We have Jesus. And can you read this one, number two? Yep, read number two for us.
The Holy Spirit. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. There is no law against behaving in these ways.
Excellent. That's in Galatians. It talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So if we're going to have clean hands and a pure heart, we've got to come to Jesus and ask Him to do that in our lives and to clean us of the things that God can't approve of. And to set our heart pure, and then we can invite the Holy Spirit to come in and make the difference, and they will see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Instead of us sharing some of the things that we hear of lying and dishonesty and harming others and bullying and 100 million other things, He shares these. Can you read it out for me again? Big loud voice.
The Holy Spirit. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. There's no law against
sharing happiness, peacefulness, kindness, gentleness, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And as we invite the Holy Spirit to come in, that's the fruit of our lives. That's what people will see in the world. That's what we share as we go and we meet our friends and our family. Instead of rubbing off this stuff, we can share all of this stuff when we have clean hands and a pure heart. So we need Jesus to start with, and he's going to forgive us of everything that we've ever done that God can't approve of. And the Holy Spirit is going to work in us so that we can see the fruit of His Spirit working out in our lives and with the people that we meet. And what else can we do? Can you read this one for me? Big, loud voice. What can we do to make sure that our hands can stay clean?
Scripture. Finally, my brothers and sisters, always think about what is true. Think about what is noble, right and pure. Think about what is lovely and worthy of respect. If anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think about those kind of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We go to Jesus. The Holy Spirit works within us, and we go to Scripture. The Scripture gives us this great, great illustration that if anything is lovely and pure and honest, let's think on those things. Let's think on those things to help our hands to stay clean and our hearts to remain pure. I suppose the question is today, what state are our hands in? We can look at our hands, and one of the great things about covering your hands in chocolate pudding is that when you look at it, they look filthy. Or delicious, whichever way you like to look at it. But often in our lives, when I tell a lie, my hands don't get dirty. And I don't always see the consequence. When I'm disrespectful to somebody, I don't get dirt under my nails. I don't always see their hurt. I suppose the question for us today is, how clean are our hands? Or are we a bit like hands and living a bit of a facade? Today, I'm going to invite the junior soldiers to come forward. Come on up, guys. Just put those down there. And come and stand on this second step because the top step has chocolate pudding on it. Our junior soldiers today are going to renew their promise. In a moment, I'm going to ask them to turn around. I'm going to ask them to say this promise again as a recommitment of their hearts to Jesus through the vehicle of the Salvation Army, and to say that today I'm recommitting to this. Okay? But as they do it, as they stand here today, and as they stand before us and make this promise again, as they renew their hearts before Jesus, I want it to be a challenge for all of you. How clean are your hands? Maybe for you, you've said, Jesus, I acknowledge that you are my Lord and Savior. I acknowledge you created the universe, that you really exist, and I actually want you to be in my life. Please forgive me. And there may have been times where you've done that and your hands have gotten a little bit dirty. And you might want to, today, renew that promise along with the junior soldiers. And to say again, God, I'm sorry. Come and wash me clean. Give me clean hands and a pure heart that I might share the fruit of your Spirit. You might be sitting here today and you're going, what is this guy with the chocolate pudding all about? Well, what I'm saying to you is that there is a better way of life. There is a way of life where you can wake up in the morning and not be worried about that lie that you told yesterday and the consequences of it. There is a way of life in which you can share some love and receive that back more often than not. There is a way of life that is so much better than what our world out there will offer you. And it starts with a simple prayer. And you can do that today. And as a congregation, I want to invite you to, wherever you are, contemplate your hands and your heart and make that decision for yourself as the junior soldiers stand before you today and they remake this promise. Aren't we? Cool. Okay, guys. What I'm going to ask you to do in a moment is turn around. We're going to look there and pray that. But before that, there are some very special people who pray for you all the time, and they're called your prayer pals. I'm going to ask, if you are a prayer pal for one of these junior soldiers, I'd like you to do the bold thing, stand where you are, and come and stand with them right now. Slide this way a bit, guys. It's a bit squashy. You guys might fit, but your prayer pals are a little bit bigger. Only the guys. There is a lady by the name of Mrs. Smith, and she has gone to be with Jesus now. But when I was in year one in Queensland, she started praying for me, and I didn't know, but she prayed for me all the way up until I became a Salvation Army officer, and that's a precious thing. I now have another lady by the name of Mrs. Woodbury. She prays for me every Wednesday, and I know that she covers me in prayer. So guys, I want you to turn around and high five the person behind you, because they are very, very precious. Oh, hi, team. Whatever floats your boat. All right. Turn around, face the screen, and we are in unison going to say this promise. Ready? 3, 2, 1.